19 minutes to 8, BBC Radio Berkshire, technology news with the man who exudes technology from his every pore, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective. We missed you last week, Fevzi. How are you?
Gross. Yeah, no, I'm gross.
What,
I'm
you're exuding, gross, are you?
Yeah, I am, and I'm also exuding technology. Good morning. I missed you too.
It's nice to have you back.
I'm back.
All right, let's start. Just when you thought that Amazon couldn't come out with anything else, just before Christmas, they come out with something very different.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about Amazon Echo units in the past, where they are the embodiment of the AI known as Alexa. So you speak to her and she answers questions about, you know, the weather. She plays music for you. She'll do traffic reports, news reports, all that sort of thing. Well, now they've done one with a screen called the Echo Show. So it's got a 7-inch screen. So imagine a really big sort of phablet or a very small tablet screen size. It's in landscape mode. The screen is set wide, and underneath it are two powerful speakers. And that's one of the issues of you know, tablet use, is that the speakers in them tend to be quite poor. Well, this is a sort of desktop type device. It's designed to go in various locations in the home, you know, kitchen, bedroom, wherever. But it does everything that a normal Amazon Echo does, but it does a lot of other things because of the screen. It can show you information and you can interact with it.
And literally, it's so flexible. I think I'm right in saying that if you wanted to say, show me the garage security camera, it'll do that. And then you can say, show me Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it'll do that too.
Yes, although that's not a live feed, that's a recording. But yes, you can link up to things like, you may have heard of Ring doorbells, Ring video doorbells, where you can actually see who's ringing your doorbell and decide whether or not to answer or let them in. It'll turn on, if you've got the appropriate equipment, it can do things like turn on the lights, control thermostats. It's compatible with the Philips Hue range, the Hive thermostats. But it's got, as I say, it's got a lot of additional features.
Well, I'm reading this list of features, which is as long as your arm, but one of them I've never heard of in my life. What is beam-forming technology?
Okay, so this device has got 8 microphones built into it. Imagine, right, depending upon where you are in the room in relation to the device, some microphones will pick up your voice more strongly than others, and therefore it can work out where you are and make the microphones essentially listen in that direction, and moreover reject sounds that don't come from your direction. So it's very good for things like noise cancellation. So headphones that use noise cancellation use more than one microphone, but this uses 8.
Did you say that, noise cancellation? I need that myself.
No, noise cancellation. So that's what these 8 microphones do. And that's, for example, the advantage over, say, Amazon do something called a tablet called the Fire HD 10, which has got Alexa built into it. And that's great. But in this, it woke up. Thank you, darling.
Said the word.
I'm having trouble understanding right now.
I know. Well, it's all right. It's because I'm on the radio. And that's why. Thank you, Alexa. Go back to sleep, please.
I know. I'm doing that all over Berkshire now. I apologize. So with the Alexa technology built into a tablet, the problem with, it's not a problem, but it only has a single microphone, and the speakers are smaller, although you can do, you know, link up via Bluetooth and so forth. So this device, it's got a screen, so it will show you video, you know, news briefings, so you can choose if you want to see BBC followed by Sky followed by CNN, whatever you want. It will, okay. You can configure it for that. It will show you music lyrics. It will show you your security cameras. It will show you the camera in your kid's room or the camera in front of your elderly
and
relative.
Who would have thought this sort of stuff would be possible when I was a kid, when you were a kid? All in a neat package. How many stars? How much?
Well, okay, so normally £200. At the moment, I notice £130. But that's probably only for a short while. So if you're interested, have a look there.
Oh, really? Would that go on anybody's Wi-Fi? Would that go on mine? See how ignorant I am.
Yeah, no. It will work. It's a Wi-Fi connected device. Okay. It will work on standard Wi-Fi.
The first gadget that you've ever done. I actually thought I'm going to get that. But there you go. I might give myself a treat.
A sad
indictment. But who knows? And the sad indictment of me, not you, my friend. friend. Okay, very, very quickly, the Ready magazine subscription service. I saw this on my social media this week, and I thought, if you like magazines, how cool is this?
Yeah, okay, so it's Readly, as in R-E-A-D, as in reading a magazine.
Oh, Readly, all right.
L-Y, Readly, yeah. I don't know if I misspelled it in the notes, but it's a magazine subscription service. So what it means is you can read magazines on your tablet or smartphone, but you pay a subscription. It's $7.99 a month. But for that, you get access to almost 2,500 magazine titles.
And how does that work for the magazines, Febzy? Because look, the magazine that I buy every month is a studio, I'm a sad person I am, studio recording magazine. And yeah, it's £5.99 a month. That's probably available, might be on that. How does that pay for the magazine makers?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure, but I would imagine they get a cut of that subscription. Obviously, that subscription is going to pay. And the deal for the magazines is it helps increase their readership at a time when, you know, magazine readership of printed magazines, you know, is struggling because magazines are expensive and there's so much available online. But I have found, since I stopped buying a wadge of tech magazines, I kind of miss the quality of the journalism that often goes into the print versions of magazines that isn't there, just always there in online articles. There are exceptions to that.
Not the same?
No, they are the same. They are exactly the same magazines.
But the articles are different online. I didn't know that.
No, it's that there's a lot of information online that doesn't ascend to the standard that would be in an article that would be good to be printed in a magazine.
So you don't get everything, but you get 2,000 subscriptions for what? How much is it?
Sorry, you absolutely do get everything. Just to be clear, I'm talking about websites that print information online.
I've got you.
You know, but you don't always know what their provenance is and the quality of the information. Whereas in a magazine, it's good. So let me tell you,
me a while. I get there in the end.
2,500 magazines, including back issues. That's over 60,000 issues. You've got unlimited access to those during the period of subscription. Here's the really nice thing. You can download up to 500 of these magazines onto each of your devices, right? And then if you cease your subscription, you still have access to all those magazines. It's not like Sky, where they stop you accessing even your own recordings after you stop the subscription. So if you wanted to do, you know, alternate months or something, you can do that. The other nice thing is it's got 5 different profiles. So 5 users within your family can each have it on their own device, all with their own favorites and all with their own downloads. Well,
you get a lot for that. Just remind us what it is and how much it is.
It's called Readly, R-E-A-D-L-Y, readly.com. It's a super magazine subscription to read on your tablet. But the most important thing, it's a really good reading experience. Some of these things are rubbish, frankly. This one's really nice. The page turn is to die for. You spend 10 minutes just looking at how you can turn the pages in, you know, as you move your finger across it. Very realistic, very good quality, very quick streaming downloads. No paper, no storage space required, and the offline reading, so you don't have
to
have
access. Sounds like it'd be a great gift for somebody.
What I thought.
Even myself. Okay.
They do give certificates. I've given it 4.5 stars out of 5, and I almost never give anything above that.
Okay, Fancy. If people want to shoot the breeze with you, ask a tech question, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter, @GadgetDetective.
Febzy Turkap. We'll talk one last time this year, next week, which will be the 23rd of December. Thanks, Febzy. Have a good
week. Cheers. Bye now.
Febzy is the Gadget Detective. Find him online.